you, Bruce. We want to, in some sense, in a more formal way, give thanks to the Lord for his work amongst us and through us. And I've invited seven people who are just going to come up now, if they could come up and just pray some prayers of thanksgiving on behalf of all of us for different things. So if I could ask those seven people to come up, Claire and Mike and Ursula, Gina, Danielle when she's back, and Angie Bull and Trevor. Claire, please, 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 please. So please, and if you could just come right up here and just I'm sorry, it's going to be a line because otherwise it doesn't, just keep us, that's great. The rest of us have just, Spirit, just giving thanks to the Lord and also a way of just asking the Lord's ongoing blessing on our work here. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for sending us out on mission over 40 years. Thank you for the outreaches that we've had with young people, with youth, with couples, with university students, with young professionals in the past and now. Thank you for the seeds that have been sown. Thank you. Sometimes we see the fruit of it and sometimes we never know. But we thank you for every person that's been touched, for those we've lived with, those we've served, those we've loved. Thank you for all that you've done to strengthen others through Antioch, through people here, through people in our midst, through people who are here today with us, who are still, you are still sending out on mission. And we pray that you continue to send us out on mission, Lord, in the shape that it has now and in the ones that will come in the future. We pray, Lord, that you give us soft hearts and hard feet to follow you, to take your gospel to those who need it, to those in these times. And we thank you, Lord, for every single person who's been blessed, and we ask your blessing on them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, Lord, that we live in a place that has many visitors for a long or a short stay. We thank you for the gappers who've been here, like Serena or Brett, all those people who turn up and they're here for a year or two, and bless us, Lord. We thank you for students who come, like I think Juan Camilo and all those interesting South Americans who are here. We thank you for the affiliates like Nico and Tig, who blessed us, and the people who came for their careers, like the Byrons, the Boozy Crews, good old Martina Zimba, our lodger. We thank you for the servants of the word who've come here, like Q, like Mike, who was here for a season and visiting now, even GPs from Belfast who come. Thank you for their contribution to our life. We ask you to bless them as you take Antioch forward. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your steadfast and unfailing and faithful love that you have poured out on us and that is so evident among us in countless practical ways and especially in prayer support at difficult times. Father, thank you that we can really do that for one another. Thank you for this amazing grace that you pour out your love and that it is at work among us. And we can only do that, and we thank you for that especially. We can only love one another because you first loved us. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to grace us with your presence and with your love. Amen.
For our youth and our youth workers, Lord, you have blessed us in so many ways. The faithfulness of your work in our families over the past 4 decades continues today. We thank you for anointing and appointing young men and women to inspire our children and youth through time spent together, friendship, pastoral mentorship, games, worship, teaching, and service. We've had many youth workers over the years, from parents to community leaders, to gappers, to brothers, to married couples, to people with full-time jobs, to employing full-time staff. Those of us privileged enough to have worked with our children and youth, anywhere from childcare through to YouthLink, have seen your mighty and gentle hand at work. Watching young minds transform through testimonies, funny stories, role plays, sketches, challenging topics, and grasping that knowledge that there is nothing better than the love of God. This strengthens our faith and desire to love you and serve you. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with so many children over the years. Thank you for allowing us to bless them and be blessed by them. You are a good and gracious Father. Thank you for loving each of us. Amen.
Father, I thank you for those who are still going through difficulties, because you provide help, you provide ministers to minister to them. May they be blinded by your grace and comforted by your peace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who have experienced the grace of healing from you, Lord, and from the people who are praying for them. And Father, I thank you and continue to give them strength, Lord. And then let's pray it out. We continue to experience the power of your grace.
Amen. Dear Lord, we are so blessed in Antioch to have people coming from all the different corners of the world, from different denominations, ages and races. Our diversity really gives color to the life in Antioch. These differences are not always easy, but we receive so much grace from our Lord, in whom we are united. Thank you, God, for the privilege of being part of your amazing plan. Amen.
Lord, you've been so kind to us. You've been wonderful to us. There's so many people who have come and stayed a while with us, or, as everyone said, for short times or long times. I tell you what, Lord, they've taught us all a little bit more about you. We give thanks for sending these people, because we know you better because they come and were with us for a while. We do thank you we're grateful for your kindness and for you sticking with us, for walking with us all this time. When we got it wrong, you walked with us. When we got it right, you were there with us. We're just so grateful for your goodness, your kindness, and above all, your faithfulness. And we thank you for that incredible grace that you've poured on this community. Amen.
And Father, we just also want to thank you for all our ministers, pastors, priests in our churches, for their support and encouragement, for the blessing it is to be part of so many churches in West London where we're living. Father, we ask your ongoing blessing and pray that Antioch might be a true blessing to your body. Father, we pray that there might be many who go out from us, as many have done, to bless your people, your church, all around the world. May that continue, Lord. May we be a place from which many may go out to serve you. Amen. Amen. Much more we could give thanks for, an endless list. I just want to conclude here before we'll have a final song, just by thanking all of you, particularly those of you who've made long journeys. And many of you, you know, it's been just an opportunity to be back with something that you were part of for many years. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for being with us as we engage this celebration. We just pray, I suppose I prayed that in that last prayer somewhere, but maybe I pray it again. May the Lord bless you, those of you who've come back, in the different places you're living and you're serving. And we pray that your prayers for us and our prayers for you would see in continuing fruit.